Hello, welcome to the program. Today we highlight and explain the proposed changes to the Public Health Tobacco Control Regulations. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Stay with us. July 15 signaled the start of a ban on smoking in specified public places. This led to widespread public debate, with the ban attracting equally passionate supporters and detractors. The questions and concerns prompted the ministry to embark on a series of consultations with stakeholders. Following those discussions, the regulations were reviewed and changes announced December 2013. One of the first amendments to note is the lowering of fines for breaches of the regulations. Previously, if you were found lighting up in a restricted area, you would face a fine of up to $500,000 and or imprisonment.
The penalties which are laid down are up to $50,000 in respect of an individual or 3 months in prison for a first offense. In the case of a second offense, it is up to $500,000 or 6 months in prison. And the judge also has the discretion of imposing both the fine as well as the sentencing term. There are also penalties for third offenses. So if there is a third conviction, then that would be automatic sentence.
Legal officer in the Ministry of Health, Cheryl Dennis. However, this has been revised.
In respect of breaches by individual, fines will be lowered. Persons found in breach of the tobacco regulations will not be given a criminal record. However, the sanctions imposed will ensure compliance.
Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson. Public and enclosed places as outlined in the regulations will be redefined to ensure clarity.
This includes but is not limited to all outdoor service and dining areas, indoor areas, parks, heritage sites, excluding their parking lots, gateways and driveways.
Going forward, businesses will be allowed to facilitate outdoor smoking areas. These areas must, however, meet certain requirements as prescribed under the regulations.
Owners and operators of businesses, including hotels, guest houses, in addition to those places established under the Public Health Tourist Establishment Regulation 2000, will be permitted to have outdoor smoking areas. However, staff of these establishments will not be required to enter these areas.
In the amended regulations, aspects relating to the Jamaica Constabulary Force will also be clarified.
The Bureau of Standards inspectors under the Standards Act will be included as authorized officers. Reference to member of the JCF will be replaced by a constable to ensure greater enforcement by members of the force in general.
The previous requirement for individual units of tobacco products to be labeled will be removed from the regulations.
Those engaged in the sale of individual units will be required to have a graphic health warning in place in keeping with the specification under the first schedule of the regulations.
The definition of workplace will now apply to enclosed places, and reference to homes and private vehicles used for employment purposes will also be removed. Regarding the display of no smoking signs, a major concern for stakeholders in the tourism sector, the regulations will provide clarity in terms of where signs are to be displayed. The reference to government-owned buildings or premises will be removed, while the mention of government-occupied buildings will remain. Despite the changes and concessions, Minister Ferguson stresses that the government remains committed to ensuring public health.
We will not relent. Therefore, despite the concessions we have made, the ban on smoking in specified public places will remain in place. Smoking will not be allowed in areas specifically used by children, in workplaces, including restaurants, bars, and clubs, in sports, athletics, and recreational facilities for use by the public. Smoking will not be allowed in places of collective use by the public, such as bus stops.
Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson. To find out more about the changes to the Public Health Tobacco Control Regulations, call the Ministry of Health at 967-1100.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.